This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 31st of July. Surrey and Essex both progressed to the quarterfinals of the Friends Life T20 as Middlesex came up narrowly short at Southampton. Surrey comfortably beat the Eagles at Chelmsford for the first time in the history of the competition and progressed with a home tie. Stephen Davies hit 54 off his 27 balls at the top of their order, while Xander De Bruyne and Gary Wilson both chipped in. However, some good death bowling from Sean Tate, Reece Topping, Graham Napier restricted the Brown Caps to 165. That proved to be more than enough, as Essex batting lineup self-destructed. Gareth Batty was reluctant to use his spinners, with the tactic bearing fruit as Essex lost regular wickets to slip 52-7. Ryan Tender-Scarter gave the home crowd something to cheer by blazing 60 off only 39 balls, but it was all in vain. He was last one out to give Jade Dernbach a second wicket, and with a score on 104. De Bruyne had earlier taken 4-19 from his 4 overs of medium pace. A valiant knock of 67 from 44 deliveries from Joe Denley was enough for Middlesex to force the win against Hampshire. The Royals amassed 193 from their 20 overs after electing to bat. James Vince had a breezy 28 at the top of the order, with Jimmy Adams then making 43. However, it was the unbroken fourth wicket stand between Neil McKenzie and Sean Irvine that took the game away from the Panthers. The former played second fiddle to Irvine, who finished on 60 off only 34 balls. Middlesex were behind the run rate for much of their run chase, as Chris Wood took 3 wickets and David Griffith 2, but Denley kept him just about in it. He got the equation down to 17 from the final over, but fell from the penultimate ball, and they ended on 182-7. And Sussex were confirmed as the winners of the South Group Wooden Spoon, courtesy of their thrashing at the hands of Kent at Hove. Mitchell Clayton and Matt Coles each took 3 wickets, Sussex were all out for just 113. Only 3 batsmen reached double figures, with Matt Machan's sprightly 20-ball-31 the top score. Coles was then promoted to number 3 in Kent's batting lineup, and smashed 40 off to 23 balls to see them home by 8 wickets in the 14th over. The quarter-final fixtures are as follows. On Tuesday, Surrey play Somerset in the afternoon at the Oval, while in the evening Northamptonshire take on Durham at Wantage Road. Wednesday sees Hampshire take on Lancashire at Southampton in the evening, with Thursday seeing Nottinghamshire play Essex at Trent Bridge, also in the evening.